Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Sunday nights ago, and it's a brand new one, just kind of pulled it out, and I've looked at it this morning. I said, I think it'd be a good morning for them to sing, "You're About to Climb." You pray for them to sing. Listen to the words of this song.
Giving up, 'cause God's about to take you to a brand new place of trust. Take a step of faith. It's time to move. Lay aside your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead. for the taking if you dare to believe. So leave your doubts behind and let God make you brave. 'Cause He has gone before you and He's already made the way.
Side this morning. Good to see all of you. I hope and trust that you came looking for a blessing. Now, if you didn't come looking for one, you're probably not going to get one. We're not going to force one on you. God's not going to take a crowbar and wrench one down on you. If you don't want it, raise your hand, because I want yours. I'm just going to ask God to give me yours. If you don't want it this morning, you just sit there and just be quiet and don't say anything and just look like you. Yeah. Do that, but just let that blessing come on over to me. But if you came this morning looking for one, I promise you, He's got one with your name on it. It may not be in the form of a $100 bill slapping you upside the head, but I can look around this room, and I don't have to look very far, and God blesses me. Some of the faces that I see and get to see week in and week out, folks that have just gotten saved, others that have been through the years with us, and it's a blessing just to see you. So you don't have to look far to find a blessing this morning. Let the choir sing to it this morning, Alpha and Omega.
And it is done.
Serving the Lord, the easier it is to fall. So how could that be? Because Satan is going to attack you. If you're not serving him, if you're a Christian and you're not serving him, you're not doing anything for him, guess what? The devil's not going to mess with you. Because if you're not doing anything for Jesus, he has no reason to mess with you. But the closer you are and the harder you are working, it seems like everything piles on you. And you hear people falling, you hear people slipping, you hear of things happening. In a Christian's life, you wonder, how can it happen? It's human flesh. But when life gets me down, and I don't know which way to go, as a Christian, we fall on our knees. Fall on our knees. Sing with me.
Me down. This world can be a lonely place to be. I wonder, oh God, why and I try to analyze the possibilities. There's no reason nor rhyme. It's out of my hands this time, and I just fall. And I feel so all alone, and I just fall. I fall on my knees. When doubt clouds my mind, and I'm haunted by those old, the reality. But there's a secret place where I'm overtaken by grace, and I just fall.
See you.
that's strong and lasting love. I tasted all the things sin could think to offer me, but today I feast on manna that comes from
into his presence and feel his touch, his anointing is the most precious thing that we can experience this side of heaven. We have just experienced a little taste of what heaven's like. And the message that I had prepared today, and by the way, if you've seen Brother Alvin hooked up as well as myself, I told him before the service, I said, Brother Alvin, you better hook up because I'm having one of those chemo eye attacks. Never heard it. And this, not to, this is to rejoice, but not to bring glory to me, but to glory to God. My doctor told me Friday that I was cancer free. We already knew that. But it is going to take a while for this chemo to get out of my system. So I sure am glad I've got one I can call on and depend on at any time. It is clearing up. And I think what cleared it up is all the power of God around this building today. Isn't it wonderful to be able to come into his presence with singing, with praying, with rejoicing and shouting? Oh, this is just a little foretaste of what heaven's going to be like. I tell you what, that little fellow back there, he's getting happy himself. Oh, dear Lord, that innocent little thing, he just doesn't know it. When the rapture takes place, if he's still that innocent, he's going to heaven as well. Two, three verses of scripture very heard in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, 4, and 5. And I will be brief. As we, these scriptures are just the introduction to the sermon that I was going to preach today, but as I looked at this thing, these things today, as I saw the Holy Spirit develop in the service, how he was working in our heart. Through the song service and through the worship service, as people begin to take advantage of the altar. And by the way, don't ever be ashamed to come to the altar. That's where we meet God at, on our knees. On our knees. But 1 Peter chapter 1, and I will just take three verses of scripture, and actually it was my introduction to this particular message of having to touch for hard times. Now, I want to tell you, we are living in hard times. We're having a good time today. I mean, I don't have a sad face. But here, the great apostle Peter gives us three verses to encourage us and to keep us walking. You see, when we go out of these doors, we're going out into the world. And we're going to be facing the devil and all of his things that he's going to tempt us with. But while we're gathered here in the presence of the Holy Spirit, I thank God he can't touch us. But as we look at the very first verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, we can stop right there and shout the rest of the day. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, justice called, but mercy answered. There was a day when I was lost. And there was a day when the Holy Spirit came to me. And the Holy Spirit pleaded with my soul and revealed to me that I needed something that I did not have. I could not earn. I could not learn. It was an experience. It was going to be a transformation of my inner being. That day, you see, when justice called, justice says, "You're just good enough to go to hell." But mercy says, stepped up and said, "Whoa, just a minute, brother. You don't have to go to hell. Listen to me today. If you're not saved, you don't have to remain in that position. If you're not saved today, I want to tell you, this altar is a good place to kneel and ask the Lord to come into your heart. You might not understand what's going on today. Well, I want to tell you, we just have a little foretaste of what it's going to be like when we get there. You see, there is going to be rejoicing and praise in the presence of the heavenly the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to bow at his feet and be able to worship him. And I want to tell you, there's not going to be any nerve pills up there. If you get nervous, you're going to be in the wrong place, because it says we're going to be praising him. And I don't think it's going to be, "Well, praise God, I'm glad I'm here." I believe I'm going to be shouting all over the portals of glory, all over the streets of gold. I'm going to tell you, I'm looking for that day. What about you today? Are you prepared? Are you ready? I mean, if the Lord were to come right now, I am on my way. I'm under the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you're not under the blood of Jesus Christ today, you can be before this service is over. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hey, listen, if you're not saved today, you are dead. You say, "Well, now, Brother Melvin, I feel my pulse, and my pulse is still beating. I'm not dead." Sir, ma'am, if you're not saved, you are spiritually dead. What has happened today is confusing to you. Well, I know people who have left the church and says, "I'll never go back to that type of church. They're just so emotional." Well, I'll tell you what. They're not going to enjoy heaven. Because when we get there, I think it says we're going to be shouting on the hills, over the hills of glory, myself. Now, as we looked at that, so listen. He says, which according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us unto a live living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We just celebrated Resurrection Day a few weeks ago. He's alive. He has ascended. And the Bible teaches us that he's coming back again. And I don't believe it's going to be very much longer. While today would be a good day for me, I would like for the Lord to come back today. He probably won't. Well, I'm not going to say he probably won't. I don't know. But if he doesn't, I'll tell you what, I'll still be looking for him tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, I'll still be looking for him if I'm still alive. But if he chooses to take me by the way of the grave, then hallelujah, y'all just don't worry about that thing. Just roll the casket down here, say a few things, good things about me, don't say anything bad. Especially about that trip the other night. Now, that was taken just a little bit out of context. But I will say I'm halfway guilty. That food sure was good. But I want to tell you, this spiritual food today is so much better. Why, it's even better than those shrimp that I ate. Those scallops that I had. The catfish that I enjoyed. The tilapia that I ate. All those other things that I ate. Oh, my word, my word, my word. But I tell you what, you pay for your sins of gluttony. Oh, it's a good day to be a Christian. I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm having a good time today. You say, well, now, Brother Melvin, I did not come to this type of service. I did not know it was going to be this way. Well, I didn't either. Because, you see, I had a 3-page outline. But God whittled it down to 1/2 page. Because he knows how to whittle. He knows what's best. He knows what we need individually. You see, we fight hell by the acre, day by day. We are out there amongst the sin of this world, and we're looked down upon, and we are condemned, and we are mistreated, and we're as if we're the outcast. The world doesn't like us. We have to live with them and enjoy. Hey, listen, we still have to be friendly to them, to the world. We still have to be sociable to them. Because, you see, we are supposed to be a light to the lost world. Your life might be the only Bible some lost individual reads. The question is, what message would we be sending? That's very important today, to realize that, hey, listen, our life can be a living testimony to those around about us. Because, you see, time is running out. I don't know how much longer it'll be. I listen to the news coming out of Washington, all this world news over the Middle East, and blah, blah, blah. And I know things are riding pretty bad. But, listen, the Lord could come today, but he might not come today. He could come this year. I don't know. He could come next year. Hey, he's the only one that does know, but he says we're to be living, expecting at any time that he comes, that we would be looking up and be ready. You see, that means that we as Christians have to be on guard. We've got an enemy. That enemy does not like us. That enemy would do anything he could to trip you up and cause you to lose your testimony. Ruin your testimony. Not lose your testimony, ruin your testimony. Oh, listen, so it behooves us to, as a believer, to walk as close as we can to the Lord. In verse 4 it says, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Once again, let me repeat. Are you ready? You see, there is a reservation. It's reserved for you. But is your name written down? Or is it going to be when you receive Jesus? You see, to have your name written down in this record that we're talking about today means that you have had to have a personal relationship, a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. It means that you don't have to be on your knees. We say get on your knees and pray. That's all right. I was not on my knees praying when I got saved. I was standing in the bathroom, 14 Collier Road, shaving, getting ready to go to a revival meeting, when right there looking to myself in the face, in that mirror, when all of a sudden God, through the Holy Spirit, hit me, and I knew right then I was born again and birthed into the family of God. It's not where you're at, what you're going through, but it's what's in your heart that's going to matter, you see. You've got to have a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. When you have heard the truth and you have rejected the truth, then you're walking on dangerous ground. Well, listen, if you're not saved today and you hear the truth that we're reading from the word of God and you have seen the evidence of salvation, people who have been experiencing and enjoying their salvation, and you've been a witness to this, and you're not saved today, it's dangerous to walk out of that door in the same condition, lost. Very dangerous, you see, because you see, you're not even promised you're going to get home. You're not even promised that you're going to get out of the door into your car. You see, you can have a heart attack, drop dead right outside the way even before you get out of this building. Oh, listen, that's how serious it is, folks. We sometimes just take God so lightly. We go to church because, well, the preacher will call us and we get on to us and say, why didn't you come? All he wants is your tithe. Hey, listen, the preacher wants you to know that you're born again, and he wants you living and enjoying and experiencing your birth, your rebirth, and be a happy, happy Christian. Well, I'll tell you what, I almost come unglued when Bill Kane got up. I saw from the beginning to now what that young man was testifying about. He didn't tell you, but I saw what God did. And I saw what God brought him from. And if he can do it for Bill Kane, he can do it for you. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. But then we go to verse number 5. Who are kept by the power of God? You see, you can't keep yourself saved. You was born into the human family. Once you was born in the human family, you couldn't take yourself out of it. Well, you could with a gun, but I mean, I'm talking about you could not keep. When you were born in the human family, you could not change bodies and go to live with somebody else. When you was born, that was when you was born in. Who are kept by the power? They said we are kept in the human family by the spiritual family, the family of God, the church, the body of Jesus Christ, by His. You say, and I've had many people through the years, and you other preachers probably, I'm sure you've heard the same thing. Well, I'd be saved if I knew I could live it. Honey, you don't have to worry about it. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit will help you live it. But now I will tell you, there's a devil out there. Now, he can't take your salvation, but he sure can ruin your testimony if your walk if you let the flesh rule your body. That's what's wrong with this world today. I'm afraid too many Christians, and I'm talking about real Christians, Brother Joe, have allowed Satan to influence them so much until they become so worldly minded that they're no heavenly good. Hey, listen. We are supposed to be a living epistle. We're supposed to be a living testimony of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. My question is, are we, and I'm going to put we there, not you, are we living up to that? That's a serious thing today. That's a serious thing. Verse 5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith and unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In closing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are living in the last days. According to the scriptures, according to the word of God, the evidence that has been placed in the holy book by God himself through his writer, John and other great writers, he has given us the outlook, the synopsis, a vision in word of what's going to happen when it's going to happen, and what's the results. And in closing, let me say this one more time, not as just being a prophetic message, but being in a realistic message. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the last days as far as the church is concerned. It's time to get serious. It's time to quit playing. And this is a challenge to we Christians. It's time that we begin to become more serious in our service for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the only light this dark world is seeing. They're not seeing it from Washington. They're not seeing it from Atlanta, Georgia. They're not seeing it from the government. They're not seeing it from Hollywood. They're not seeing it from the entertainment centers of the world, the sports centers of the world. They're not seeing it. And a day when sin has taken over, and sin has been legislated as okay, that is proof positive that we are at the door. Ask yourself this question right now. Lord, how do I stand with you today? Ask yourself that very important question. Lord, I have doubt as to whether I'm really saved. I'm not. I don't go to church regular. I don't live like a Christian ought to be living. Lord, are you pleased with the way I live my day, where I go, what I do, who I associate with, the things that I look at on television or go or read or whatever? Are you pleased with all these things, Lord, in my life? Ladies and gentlemen, playtime's over. If you're ever going to be serious about God, it's today, not tomorrow. Every head bowed, every eye closed. They're coming to prepare for a song of invitation. Many have already availed themselves of the altar down front. Moms and dads. Moms and dads. Are your children in? Are your children in? Grandparents. Are your grandchildren in? Have you been, are you being an intercessor for them on your knees? You ought to be here in this altar this morning praying for those children, for those grandchildren. Your eyes for that husband that might be lost. Husband for that wife that might be lost. Time is running out. It grieves my heart to see that this world is so worldly minded until they have no time for God. No time for God. Heavenly Father, I've done my best. I've pleaded the cross. The rest on the shoulders of the hearers and the moving of the sweet Holy Spirit. I have felt your Shekinah presence this morning, and I know that you're with us in worship, and we bow to you because you are God. But Lord, I pray that there will be no one that will leave this building not right with you today. I pray this in your sweet holy name. in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and our soon coming King. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to begin to sing a verse of song. If the Lord is speaking to your heart through the Holy Spirit, the message has touched you this morning, you might need to come down and pray for family members. Pray for yourself. Pray for others that you know, even workers around, friends, neighbors, whatever it might be. Don't be ashamed. Don't let the devil say, well, now, well, they'll think this bad about you. Don't worry about what the devil says. Just worry about what God knows in your heart. Obey God right now as we sing. You obey God today.
Been nailed to the cross.
You obey God today.
Is thy heart right?
Is your heart right with God?
With God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is thou all things for Jesus?
Yes, 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 yes.
But lost.
Is your heart right with God today? What about your children today? What about the grandchildren today?
Is thy
yes, 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 yes.
Right,
oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Washed in the crimson blood.
Cleansed and made holy.
Humble.
Humble.
And lowly.
Right in the sight of God.
Right in the